Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the US penny stock highlights for Friday, the 21st of August. Starting with Arlo Technologies, which we've covered before, hopefully on its run-up from the end of July. Probably the highlight here was that as yet unfilled gap to the upside, very impressive indeed. And the shares, after a bit of jiggery-pokery, have pushed higher. Also, the golden cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages, which came in a week or so ago. The initial target here was around $6, which was that top of that rising trend channel from this time last year. I suppose at the moment, really, we're looking to see that see if we can get anything better than that. Let's say the last swing low around $5.75. Above that, looking for a fresh target there up to that red parallel from way back in 2019, February, I think, and target here above 575 up to 775 at that particular red line. On to a stock which is new to this particular program, so to speak, Alethea Group. Here we've got, I suppose, a clear break of that neckline resistance, the red line there, $1.75. Above that, we're looking for further gains. Initial target, obviously, the 200-day moving average, $2.12. And over the next month or so, up to $2.66, which is the top of the rising trend channel from March. On to another new name, which is Biopath Holdings. As I said, keep saying, it's very difficult to resist anything in the bio area at the moment. Here, the situation is that we've got don't normally do these, but we've got a bear trap, possible bear trap set up, i.e. we broke that May support around $4.30. About $4.30 on an end-of-day close or end-of-week close. We're looking for higher prices, obviously retesting the main resistance at $5.60+. And the best-case scenario would be up to the top of that resistance line there from earlier in the year in March, up towards $7.65. So at the moment, looking for, let's say, 4.30, above the 4.30 to break higher. This stage, only back, obviously, below today's low, sub $4 really hurts the recovery or the bear trap argument. I've looked at Stealth Gas before. Here, the situation is that we've done what is always a very nice thing to do, which is gap through a resistance line and also gap through the 200-day moving average at $2.76. An end-of-day close above that today, which is an end-of-week close as well, would set up the stock for a March resistance line projection target as high as $3.52 over the next 2 to 4 weeks, or perhaps even sooner, the way things are going at the moment. On to yet another new name. Here we've got Mobile Iron, which has gapped up today. Floor of the gap there at $6. Let's call it $6. 28, and while we're above that on an end of day close, looking to hit the top of that rising trend channel from February up towards the 760, 770 area over the next hopefully couple of weeks. Ideally, I suppose we'll be looking for much more. This is a situation which looks pretty strong in terms of being a reversal of that gap down that we had at the end of last year, but at least at the moment, 770, 780 on the cards for Mobile Iron. Next, there's always a stock with an intriguing name, and Shift Pixie is the one with the novelty name today. The chart pretty serious in terms of the bear trap we've got here. That's that handbrake turn price action, two sessions there, Wednesday, Thursday, and then gapping up today. The view is that while we're above 435, which is that former support from July on an end-of-day close basis, we could achieve higher, much higher levels, hopefully up towards the 200-day moving average there at just above $7. I suppose on a longer view, perhaps over the next month or two, one could dream of a $10-plus target if we are indeed in a broadening triangle as the one, like the one that I've just drawn at the moment. You can see the shares are capable of jumping up and unfortunately down. So we'll see how that particular situation pans out. Less dramatic is the next stock, which is Precigen. Here we've got the classic break of a a trend line there, also breaking above the 50 and 200 day moving averages, but basically the break of that pretty hard trend line there from January. That is at the $5 level, so above $5, looking bullish and looking up to the top of the channel there from last October up towards $10 there. If in terms of stop losses are concerned, in terms of stop losses, probably the best one at the moment would be using that last August peak around $5.55 as an end-of-day close stop loss. I think that's that's also the low of the day anyway today, $5.56. So end-of-day close below $5.55 is the stop loss on a possible move towards $10 rather for Precigen. Chart of the day, if one doesn't want to curse it, is probably Velocity Financial. Here we've had, obviously we've come down a long way and there's been an extended basing for the shares. But this tight consolidation and then the breakout today suggests that while we're above $4.40 on an end of day close basis, we can head towards the top of that wide rising trend channel I've drawn from back in May, heading as high as $8. So a nice risk reward potential there for the shares. As long as we're back above the $4 level, basically the 50-day moving average and the floor of the channel, the bull argument remains. Ideally, there's no break back below 440, though, which is the broken neckline resistance. Just a couple of situations to look at before we close. First is Xeris Pharma, where there's a wonderful hammer type price action yesterday, or a bear trap, just depending on the way you want to look at it. Bear trap below the 50-day moving average intraday, which was at 344. The current situation, we're back in a little consolidation just below the 200-day moving average, so it might be easiest to wait for an end-of-day close above that feature at $4.56 before targeting up to the top of the rising trend channel drawn from February. And that could be hit as soon as the end of next month if we get a pretty prompt end-of-day close through 456. So probably favour stop losses the low before the dip that we had yesterday. So 405 down to $4 probably do the trick on that if you were so minded. Last stock of the day is one that I have covered before, YRC Worldwide. Here we've hit the target in terms of that resistance line there from back in September last year. So that was promising us a $5.50 target. So we've got that. As far as what might happen next is concerned, we've got a wonderful saucer formation here. So we're probably looking for much more on the upside over the next month or so. Probably guessing that we're going to head towards that resistance line there, heading towards 860, 850 plus. But we would like to see first an end of day close through 550, 560. To open up the prospect of a further move. But have to say that particular source of formation with the unfilled gap as well, a couple of gaps unfilled, does suggest we're looking at something pretty amazing over the next few months. And I don't say that very often. That's it for me today and this week. Join me again on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.